Welcome to the Melon Cafe new series called Cozy, Comfortable, and Confident. This series is inspired by a song I love from Beyoncé's new album, Renaissance. The song that I love is called Cozy. It's not easy to become confident with the way your body looks or the way it is currently shaped. It takes time to grow up. It takes time to change your mind. It takes time to mature and reach a point in your life to honestly say right now, it is what it is. I can't change the past, but I can make sure the future looks nothing like my past. Now, here is your host, Veronica Chanel. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another bonus episode. A bonus episode on the Melon Cafe podcast is when I like to record something that I find extremely intriguing. Off the fly moment. This is not planned. So, as far as audio wise, no, it may not be top tier, but it's been enhanced, I promise you. Also, before I get into what I'm going to talk about, thank you for everyone who's listening to my episodes, the podcast. The plays are going up, so I just want to remind you, hopefully you feel free to share the podcast episode out. You can always leave like a voice message. I believe you can still do that on Anchor. Podcast platform, Anchor and Spotify. I believe you can kind of leave some comments, or cause I know each podcast platform is different, and this podcast is on by now this podcast is being heard on all podcast platforms. Shout out to those on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Google, Overcast, and so on and so forth. I'm just telling you how you can help support, engage with the episodes. This particular bonus episode, I'm talking about the after effect. Well, for me, it would be the after effect of what I've been through when it comes to relationship wise, but to me, it's learning how to segment people in your life. Some people think segmentation, it could be like stereotyping, bigotry. I'm not talking about stereotyping or bigotry. I'm talking about, as a woman, looking back on this journey that God has placed me on, I kind of see where my little mistake came into play. It doesn't make this whole situation right or what the other person did was right. No, but it's self-examination. As you grow up, as you mature, you examine different things your past. For me, thank God I'm not considered old because I can't even retire. I may be older than some people, but I am not old. Thank you. Everything is sitting up. I don't have anything lopsided on my body. There's no skin hanging, and thank God there is no wrinkles. Now, I do gray early. I received my first gray strand in my 20s. It runs in my family DNA. That daggone Dana. So I want to talk about, for me, because I'm going to have some guests on the podcast, but I'm starting this off talking about myself with the bonus content and with these episodes. So what I have learned with segmenting people is, for me, we have to make sure we're not mentally building up a fantasy with a person, or and placing an individual, especially ladies and men, a guy in an arena, an area in our lives and in our heart that he does not belong in. Oftentimes, you know, when you start catching feelings, it's okay to catch feelings, but you don't want to catch them deep feelings where it will push you to have those deep conversations unnecessarily with someone who is not trying to get serious with you. You know, sometimes guys just want to know how you are. Yes, your body wise. How would it feel to date you? How would it feel to be? Whatever reason they may, you know, talk to you. And it's bothersome for a woman because while she's going through this process, while she's dealing with the guy, she's catching feelings. She's becoming used to your presence, your voice, everything about you. And then when she finds out, I've been there, you really ain't into her the way she's into you, or, you know, any type of mistreatment for the sake of time. It will really take her by surprise. It'll make her, she'll have a lot of mixed feelings. Anger. She'll be angry. Yeah, because she's like, because the woman is like, I am feeling some kind of way about this guy, but he's not feeling some kind of way about me. So one of the mixed feelings will be, she'd be sad, but she'd be mad too. But ladies, can I teach you something? What I have learned from me? You can't get mad. Oh, snap. You can't get mad because he wasn't really trying to do all that in the first place. So it's good. As you look back, you're like, well, did you talk with him about certain things or ask him questions to kind of figure him out, get to know him more before you caught these feelings? Let me give you an example of, how should I say it? Whether a guy is younger than me or older than me, a tad bit, not too much older, because I can't deal. Anyway, if a guy likes me, approach me, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I have to be attracted to you. If I'm not attracted to you, I'm not going to bother with you, okay? Because I can't flip Mount Sinai. Listen, for me, you can't make me be attractive or want you. And I understand, ladies, we can't make a man be attractive and want us a certain way either. So it's a mountain in front of you if I'm not attractive to you. Let's just say I'm attracted to the person, the guy approach. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to him, chitter chatter, whatever. If I will let him know I'm not into the games and the playing stuff, you know, you have these conversations to find out before you have serious conversations. You have the preliminaries, what I call it, conversations, to find out what is he up to. Is he just trying to get the panties, or is he trying to build upon something? So let's just say he's really not ready for the seriousness. Well, then, ladies, if he's not ready for the seriousness, a serious relationship, I wouldn't ask him serious questions. I will put him in a different segment, keyword. I will put him in a different segment because I would be like, okay, you're not ready for that. You don't want to be bothered with that. I'm not even going to waste my time and asking you those questions and getting deep with you. I'm going to put you in a different arena on the other side of the room. And I'm not even going to waste my breath. You're not even going to know what I would ask you, okay? Put it that way. Because I feel that there's no need to do so. Because the way I am now, if I ask you serious questions and you're not ready for that, You really don't see me as the serious girlfriend. You don't see yourself being serious. Then why would I waste my time and asking you something and your response will make me upset? Or your response, the guy's response, will hurt me. I look back and be like, hold on, why you say, okay, maybe. Why are you not really talking about it? Why not really? Because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. Maybe his mind is not there. Maybe he just don't really, his intentions was not to be like that with you from the jump. So that's why I said you gotta ask those preliminary questions to see. Be like, okay. Then you kind of know where, if it's not gonna be serious, he's gonna start exiting soon. So then you gotta shift, ladies, your mind and your heart of the possibility that I have to start detaching myself from you. Because sometimes as human beings, it happens. For me, I will say, looking back, at first, when I examined myself, I beat myself up. Now, I wouldn't beat myself up or anybody else up. If you said I caught feelings for him, and I'm like, you know what, well, that's human. That's natural. You, over a period of time, you begin to become more fond of him. That's fine. But his intentions was never to get close, deep with you. His intentions was to get to know you and get built up enough trust where you're willing to do some things with him. Did you hear what I said? That's all it is. Is hi. You want to go out? I'm trying to build up enough trust where we can possibly do some things, you know. Yeah, he wants you to get comfortable enough with him that you'd be willing to be naked in the bed. Let me just make it plain. But sometimes the guy doesn't want a serious relationship, a serious thing, which is top tier. When you're in a serious relationship, that's top tier in my eyes. That's a whole other level. So, ladies, we have to be careful not to place guys who's in tier one in tier three territory. And that's what I did. I realized I put people in the wrong area. I did. And that's where the hurt come from. This is the after effect for me for being hurt so many times and so bad. Some things that I'm not going to talk about. I just don't want to talk about it, you know, in depth. That's something I need the Lord. I just need the Lord to deal with that. You know, I'm being transparent. I'm being so human. I don't have any skeletons. I don't know about the skeleton stuff in the closet, but there's just some things I just don't need to say anything, you know, about. I just leave it alone. I just give it to the Lord. He has to help me with that. I learned a lot in this journey. And I learned to watch more now than ever before. Yeah, when you find out a guy is not really trying to be serious with you, some girls will get upset. You kick them to the curb immediately. To each his own. I'm not saying stay and work on them and make them. Let me say this. Number two, you can't make anybody want you. You can't make a guy want to get serious with you. And guys, you can't make a girl want to be with you. That's why rejection is not always a bad thing. Rejection is a. I see it now as a learning moment, I'm serious. It's, you could learn a lot with, within rejection if you would take your, if you would just stop, be quiet, and just think. Yeah, rejection is not always a terrible thing, but she ain't wanna, because she maybe, because she doesn't wanna get serious with you like that. She doesn't see you like that. Or he doesn't see you like that. So they saved you the trouble, baby. Listen, they saved you the trouble. Why you want to spend your time and energy and try to make and convince and... No, I'm not saying now. Listen to me. Hear me out. I'm talking about making convince somebody that you need to be serious with me. We need to get married. We need to have this. We need to... No, that's what I'm talking about that. I'm not talking about trying to prove something. Now, in all relationships, when you guys get started, or even if you're 3 years in, trust is something that is always, in my opinion, is evolving. And that you have to continually work on and continually building in your relationship. There's no way, there's no fracking knack a bull that on my first time going out with a guy, I trust you. Hell, wait a minute. No. What's that Spanish? I can't remember the Spanish word for hell no. But translate for me, babe. But I'm, for the sake of time, I'm going to say, hell no. I don't trust you like that, boy. Didn't I just say a few moments ago that they working on something, building on something to get you to the point where you would trust him enough to do some things? That's all it is. In a lot of cases. But sometimes, you know, in the midst of that, the guy's heart changes. Maybe his mindset changes. And maybe he starts looking at the young lady differently. Which is a shift in the tier realm. He now has, if he looks at the lady differently or see you differently, he's putting you kind of, wake up people, ladies, in a different segment. This is why I want to talk about it. It's not anything new. We've been segmenting and doing segment annotation for years. Some, like, for example, some girls they lay with and some girls they can marry. I have heard that. I have heard guys say there's girls you sleep with and there's girls that you... If a guy comes to want to talk to me, if I'm not interested in you, then I can't go out with you. I'm not going to force myself in this season in my life to sit next to or across somebody that I'm not attracted to. There's nothing there. I'm not, because I'm not going to waste your time and I'm not going to waste my time. Because I look back and I feel that my time has been wasted many days and nights. But then when I look closely and examine my journey that I'm on, see, now I'm comfortable with talking about this part and I'm confident enough to talk about this part. The journey has brought me to this point in my life. Okay. I'm not talking about those people that likes to torture and torment, apply pressure and feel after a while you're giving because you get tired of what you're going through. Everybody's built differently. And if you've been through what I've been through, I think I told my mom this. We were talking about something. For me now, I don't know about other ladies. I don't know about other men. For me, it's a waste of time to make me do anything. It really is. I don't know. Some people feel that they can break down your wall. I don't have walls up, but they feel they can chisel stuff away over a period of time. No, depending on what it is, I'm gonna be honest with you, you're better off trying to snatch the throne of God out of his possession than trying to make me. I'm just saying. Because God will give you a nice little response. I'm just saying. If I God approach, I go out with him. Let's just say, I'm just using it as an example. Start talking. I'm going through the preliminary process. Over a period of time, as you guys keep mingling and keep mingling, you kind of can figure out what's the deal. You really can. Sometimes in the beginning, ladies, we see it, we know it, but we don't say anything because we hope he changed, right? We hope, well, maybe he'll talk differently, and then sometimes they don't. And when you see, ladies, that he's not changing, when you see he's not trying to get more serious, when you see he's not shifting, then you make sure your feelings have shifted. Don't keep catching feelings for somebody who ain't catching feelings for you like that, and who don't see you quite like that on that level, on that tier. Segment. Okay, let me place you over here on the shelf. I wouldn't necessarily cut it off. You know, you can talk, mingle, and have friends. Like, oh, hey, hi. But in the back of my mind, I got to check myself. And remember, hey, he's not trying to do that. So then if once I check myself, I'm checking my feelings. So when, if and do he does walk away, it won't be a catastrophe. You know, we won't go through the why process and calling him 50 million of times thinking that's going to change his mind. No, it don't. Instead, I know. Trust me, I know. You start calling somebody who don't want you to call them. You start texting somebody who don't want you to text them. You put them in the wrong tier. Segment them. My whole thing about this is make sure going forward in this life, this journey, as you examine yourself, you know what I did? I'm going to recap real quick. I examined myself and I look back on the situation. I'm trying to figure out just me. I said, you know what? I should have never thought of that person that way. I should have never seen that person that way. Because it avoids being hurt. It avoids disappointments. It avoids me asking you. I'm not going to ask you serious questions if you're not going to be serious with me. Because your response is not going to be the way it should be. And a lot of times we get upset when the guys don't respond to us correctly. Well, because he ain't on that right now at that moment. He's not there yet. So why am I going to, I'll hold my questions and I'll hold my conversations to those who are there yet. And I'm actually attracted to them. Because sometimes you could, there is. I look back. I'm talking about me now. I get upset because he didn't answer right. Well, he, in a way, if I could be truthful, he did answer right. He answered according to his mentality level. He answered according to what, to his whole agenda at that moment. And he answered according to his intentions of dealing with me in the first place. See, a lot of time their intention is not like that. But see, here I am thinking, hey, I'm thinking this way. I feel this way about you. And I placed you in this segment. And I expect you to, expect him to act. Of course, he's not going to do that. See, you got to grow up from that. They're not going to do that. You're the one who's feeling that way, but they're, the other person is not. So I feel relationships will work out better when you're building trust for one another. Of course, you grow together, But you need to grow together when it comes to the tiers. From tier one, both of you need to move up to tier three at the same time. And you don't have one person on tier one and another person is thinking tier three. And you bring into him or her tier three questions, which is the more serious questions. And they're looking at you like, what the hell? No. And here comes the little the disappointment, like, that's it? That's all you got to say? And he goes, yeah. Does this sound familiar to anybody who's listening to this episode? Yeah. But, and I am not taking up for the guy. I'm not taking up for nobody. I'm talking about me. This is my journey when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. You heard me say I had a lot of disappointment, a lot of hurt. This is the after effect from that. And you heard me say that I recognize that there are some things that only the Lord can touch. The only God can touch. You know, sometimes people come like, well, I would like to know. You don't understand. You know, that's I recognize and I'm truthful with it, that this is an area that requires God. Yeah, I have been hurt. I seen something and it I didn't talk for 3 days. I have been hurt. Another situation, when reality hit me, it hit me. It really hit me. It hit me. Yeah. And see, I can talk about that. And I can talk about it freely. Why? Well, you know, the good Lord. The good Lord. He did whatever needed to be done at that time. But this is the after effect and also hearing some people crack jokes when they hear a guy is interested in a girl or me, and they be sitting back. This is why men, guys, girls, you don't really need to be telling people your business about relationship. I can't stand that, because they be sitting back waiting to see if you're gonna do what you say, and if you don't and go to somebody else, that young lady looking like that's not nice. You don't have to advertise and tell people what you're going to do. They will know by the fruit you bear. Oh, glory. They will know by the fruit you bear, which means we will see you with her. You won't be hiding her. She won't have to come over just at night. And that's another thing, ladies. If he's hiding you, you know what you need to segment him real quickly. Don't put him on tier three if he's hiding you. That's not tier three. That's not even a tier. That's an introductory. Yeah. That's a trial period. What you talking about? For only what, 7 or 14 days? I wouldn't even do no 14-day trial period. Yeah, I will. Though I want a trial period without putting my card on file. Do you feel what I'm saying? That's what that is. I'm just trying to paint a visual, make you smile, make you laugh at the same time. But this has been the Melon Cafe. This is part of my new series, being cozy, comfortable, and confident in this journey. Remember, I was saying that I can't change my past, but I can daggone make sure my future don't look like my past. And a lot of times you have to change your mindset. You have to be reasonable. You have to be understanding. You have to be truthful with yourself. Everything's not fun game. Some guys, especially I used to say the younger ones just want to lay up. It ain't just the younger ones. There's a lot of older ones that want to lay up too. And that's it. If you got a guy that want to try you out, especially if I'm older, I will ask him in the beginning. I may. Are you just trying to try me out or something? You're just trying to see? you can pretty much figure out stuff sometime without even asking that. You really can. I can anyway. You can kind of figure stuff out. But learning. I've seen it so many. I'm sorry. It's off the fly. I've seen it so many times. Where we place the guy in this part in our heart. This part in our life. And then we start trying to build stuff around somebody. That should have never been in that. In the first place. And I'm sure maybe some guys can relate. Maybe. But a lot of times the guys are the ones that's doing a lot of stuff. Maybe we just tell the truth. Yeah, I was talking to somebody and even he agreed with what I said. Okay, y'all.